Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh my goodness, it is now 7:07. Let's make that 7:08 here at WCCO. Welcome. You are listening to Steele Talk, and I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. And for 20 years now, I've sat behind this mic, and I have to tell you, it is my favorite thing to do on the weekends. I just love being here with you. So thank you so much to WCCO and Intercom for allowing me to be here. And we've got a lot to talk about tonight. In studio with me, of course, I'm a girlfriend. Seriously, Susie Jones from the newsroom and Shaletta Brundage are in studio producer. And there is so much to talk about, y'all. First of all, I have to say, Thanksgiving is coming around. We got this snowstorm showing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how people are going to get out, so people need to really stay aware of that, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, if you are invited to someone's home and you've never been there before, what's the appropriate thing to bring? I think wine. If they drink wine, do you ask, you know, someone, well, you know, does your family drink wine? Should I bring wine? Or what do you guys think? What would you bring?
Well, I would bring cookies.
Cookies?
Something, or, yeah, probably cookies.
Like from the department store or from a grocery store? Or you
make You can bring that serious banana thing you brought
to
work the other
day. Bring a sweet treat. Like, I don't know if I would bring wine. I'd bring a sweet treat.
But I don't want to be in competition with anybody of their family that cooks. I just would never want to do that. You know, to bring a sweet potato pie.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
I just wouldn't want to do this.
Like, well,
you trying to show us up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But even a dessert, even if it's cookies that you bake, I just think that's a bit much for your first time there.
How about chocolates? A little small bit of
Like some chocolate covered strawberries or something.
Or sea salt caramel.
Yeah.
You know, something really. Yeah. Get a little small box. It's just a token of my appreciation.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me. Mm-hmm.
One time I brought, when I was living out in California and there was a family that invited me over, I brought scratch off. I did.
You know, I'm going to turn my own microphone off. Don't even ask me to
communicate
with you.
I was a hit. No.
No.
They loved it, you guys.
Did anybody win anything?
Yeah, they won like $5. But it's $5.
I don't know.
I don't.
It's kind of, it's a little bit beneath you.
Yes. I was going to say, your house is not on wheels. I'm going to need you not to bring scratch off.
Wait a minute. First of all, if you know, I knew this family enough to know that they love that sort of thing. They buy them all the time.
Look, she's trying to fix it.
No, I'm telling you the truth. Oh, come on. That's like bringing a walled-off salad to, you know, a family who loves country music and lives in a trailer park, and they feel they have a lot of love and they feel special. I'm not going to bring something that's even above my head to somebody else. No, if you like scratch-offs, I'm going to tell you, honey, let me get you a scratch-off. And I would hope that nobody would bring something to me that doesn't make any sense to who I am.
I don't want to say who it is, but somebody that we work with just suggested Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Let it go.
No.
Baby, let it go.
Is Jan texting you right now?
Thing?
Or is it Adam?
No, that's her. She's the one that loves it.
No. Somebody who's listening to the show who works here, I'm not going to say their name because I don't know if they want. Look, what'd they say?
Popeye's.
Okay, hold
Popeye's
on. This is
chicken.
A text.
It's not me. This is a text.
All right. You were the one bragging about Popeye's chicken just a couple Sundays ago.
So what does it say, Susie?
It says, how about Popeye's chicken?
I'm not doing it.
You can tell who it is, the person said.
No.
Oh,
you can tell
number?
It. Okay, who is it?
You don't say who it is. Who is it?
That person said you can tell.
Let me see. I don't put people's names in my phones because I don't, you know, if somebody like gets my phone and tries to. So I don't have anybody.
Well, there it is. Tell who that is.
You know it's Shaletta.
I can tell.
Ain't nobody but Shaletta. I'm just saying to you, Susie, it's Shaletta. I'm asking the question.
No, it's a person outside work. I mean, in work.
If it's a family, right? If it's a loving family and they really can cook, I'm not bringing a dish.
No. And you shouldn't bring a dish unless you're asked to bring a dish. But I don't know about pull tabs.
And I don't know about wine.
I don't know about pull tabs. Pull tabs are different from
Oh, you're talking about scratch off.
I'm talking about a scratch off, y'all. Did I say pull tabs?
No, but I think
I don't go to places that frequent pull tabs. It's not the same thing.
Why don't you bring some peanuts?
Pull tabs are those things that bust open or something, right?
Peanuts in a shell.
There you go.
That's okay, it was Henry Lake.
Scratch
who
off.
Was it?
Henry Lake.
What's up, Henry?
Henry,
you know, we
baby.
Love you, man. What's up?
If Henry says Popeye's chicken sandwiches, I think we are good.
Nope,
okay?
Nope, it's not going to happen.
Just come Henry, with a whole bag.
Not
going to
happen. Yep. Henry, I love room. You. I love you, man.
I know.
Seriously, we love you over here.
You know what? And Henry's having a day off, Jack.
He's got a day
Girl,
off.
Girl, he never gets it. He's the hardest working man in show business.
Because Vikings were off today, so that's why he...
I bet you can walk today, can't you, bro? I know you've been limping. I know you've been limping.
I thought that was a gangster lean. That was a limp.
That was a limp, baby girl. You know, he got ice bandages all up his face.
And Henry Lake, let me just tell you, before God, he smells so good.
Oh,
did you really say that?
He smells so good.
Did you really say that?
I can always tell, like, what room he's been in, because when I walk in, I'm like, Henry Lake been in here.
Y'all do understand this is the Me Too time, don't you? Now, if they said that about
us. I think I'm pregnant. You get pregnant off a smell.
Yeah, I think so.
You know I'm fertile.
I just don't care. Y'all don't care at all. Henry, I wouldn't do that to you, sir.
Henry.
I have nothing but respect for you, sir.
God, he does.
I have
is
a feeling
that
I
don't know.
Maybe he'll
Anybody
text you.
Know. What are you wearing, Henry? Because I won't just spray it all around my house. I'm telling you, it'll get you pregnant if you're infertile. If you want to have a baby.
Wait a minute. What would your husband think of that?
He's trying to unload me. He's been trying to find somebody to take me.
How many years you guys been married?
15. Coming
15
up on 15,
years.
Girl. He's been looking for somebody. Like Henry Lake, that'll do.
So your husband is on Match.com.
Great.
He said,
my name is Shaletta Brundage.
I have four kids. But I'm nice.
And I got a husband I don't want.
Right.
There you go.
Okay, Tom Ford is the name of the cologne there.
Oh, nice.
I've smelled that before.
Henry Lake way.
Nordstrom's. Nordstrom's.
Really? Oh, that's high class.
I know, okay. Right?
Henry, did you get it from Nordstrom? I bet you did.
Did you get it from Nordstrom?
I keep on thinking I'm trying to find someone for him to date. I would date him, but I could be his mom.
No, not me, because I'm married with the whole husband
the
and four kids thing.
Yeah, you're out of the running. Sorry.
Well, suppose he got away. He might have a woman.
Oh, well, ask
conversation.
Him.
I am so out of the conversation.
Okay, I'm going to ask him if he got a woman.
Just need y'all to know I'm out of the conversation.
I know you are,
goodness.
Girl.
Hey, Susie, let's talk about your leaves, darling.
Oh, my.
What
Shaletta.
Took you so long to get rid of your leaves?
I hate raking.
Okay. So
Do you your yard, Shaletta? Who does your yard?
No, there's a gentleman that we pay.
Oh, nice.
We got four kids. We don't have time to get out there and rake up all those leaves.
So yesterday, I was watching football. I didn't have anything to do. I thought, I better get out there and rake.
No, first you thought you were going to watch football.
Like I that. Was going to watch football. Yeah. I was watching football. I didn't have anything to do. I thought, I better get out there and rake.
No, first you thought you were going to watch football. Like
I
that.
Was going to watch football all day, and it was kind of nice, and I thought, man, I am not going to get another chance.
Yeah.
So I went out there with my lawnmower. I blow them all around. But how I do it, and I think my neighbor's not listening. But I blow them all into her yard.
No.
But I don't, like, get them in her yard.
What?
You are a sinner. You going to hell. Double hockey sticks. You're going. I cannot believe
this. There's just a little patch between our two houses.
A little patch.
And I just put them all in there. And now my yard looks so pretty, and it'll be all ready for the snow.
And what about her yard?
I don't know. I don't keep too much track of her yard.
Why don't you go do the same for her yard?
Because then I'll just blow them right back into my yard.
So you guys can't blow them out into the streets?
We could, but people frown on that.
Yeah. In fact, the cities keep trying to tell us, don't.
You told me I shouldn't rake it all because it's better for my lawn.
It is better for your lawn. But as you heard Steve Thompson.
What'd he say?
He said, make sure you chop it up.
Oh, yeah. I have one of those chopper lawnmowers.
Yeah.
I've had my lawnmower like 25 years. I am not kidding.
No.
It starts all the time.
That's amazing.
Yesterday, it was a lawn boy. Yesterday, it took me a little minute. I hit that little thing. And I pulled, and it didn't go.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I swear to goodness, I can't even see in my mind what you're talking about.
You have never...
Are you talking about that pull
rip
thing?
Ripcord, yeah.
Oh,
the ripcord.
But then you put a little gas in it. Isn't that thing, the little thing on the thing?
To. Yeah, mm-hmm, sure.
Anyway, I got it.
She's like, whatever.
I don't.
I know. She's not impressed.
I used to. My son is allergic to grass.
What?
I'm not kidding you. So when he would mow the lawn when he was like 15 years old.
Sneezing and
cough. He would just sneeze, cough, his face would turn red, and his arms would just break out and hives all over.
Well, that's a good excuse.
So I said to him, I said, baby, it's no problem. I'll get somebody to do it. And, you know, but the snow,
mm-hmm.
If you tell me you're allergic to snow.
I'm allergic.
Oh, big. It's a problem.
Can you believe we're really going to get 6 inches?
Oh my gosh, six
Girl,
inches.
For the holiday.
I have to pull my boots out. I'm still wearing sandals every now and then.
No, you are not.
Oh, no, I am.
Do you have sandals on right now?
It was 52 degrees the other day. Of course,
beautiful.
I don't have it on.
Yeah.
It was 52 degrees, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah. But now?
Isn't that sandal weather? That's enough.
No, ma'am, it is not.
It is not.
No.
What's wrong with your toes?
That's because Houston doesn't wear sandals when it's
right.
not 85 degrees.
That's 52. It's snow boot weather. I'm just glad the kids are out of school. I'm glad that we're not going to have to get the buses.
Are they
the
off
kids.
All week?
No. They're off from Wednesday to Friday.
Yeah.
So
good.
They'll miss that snow event.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So
right.
I'm just glad they're going to be out of school. And
but I thought it starts on Tuesday.
Night.
It starts Tuesday night.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so they
so
will
they
be,
don't have to go to
school. So Wednesday will be good. It'll
so
be
have you guys been hearing about the snow days added on?
Yeah, to back up on
to
the other
up.
Side of school.
My daughter is coming for our Christmas shows this year, December 20th and 21st.
Where?
Normally
Where?
At the Fitzgerald Theater.
Yep, yep.
Normally it's in the middle of December. So she comes in like the 13th. But because of all the snow days they've had in Boston, she can't come till the 20th.
Oh, man.
That's how many days they
How are
on.
Those girls, too? How are your
oh,
little babies?
Girl.
Saren
just,
and the little one.
And Sade.
Sade.
They are just the
There's
love of my life.
There's a quiet lives. Storm. I never felt like this. I'm singing Sade.
Oh. What's that song though? Never felt like this before. Come on.
There's a quiet storm. Yes, it's you. You. Ha ha.
Uh-huh. Keep going. I'm trying
you know
to get
what?
To
yeah, you know me and Sade.
What's the name of the song, Shaletta?
Quiet Storm.
Oh, it's called Quiet Storm.
Mm-hmm.
I went to see her in concert.
I did too.
I missed it.
She is so pretty.
Did you see it when she came
so
with
beautiful.
Maxwell? Was that the concert?
Girl, I would have been looking at Maxwell. I don't know.
She came with Maxwell and my husband didn't get us tickets.
She's fantastic live and she sounds way better live than she does recorded.
And
can I just say?
Beautiful.
Can I just say that I'm going to see Eric Benet on the 20th?
Oh,
the sex fiend?
This coming
don't
Friday.
Sit on the front row, girl.
Did you call him a sex fiend? He's gotten help. He's married now.
You know who I'm going to see?
Who?
On the 18th? I never go to concerts. I'm like in my pajamas watching Netflix.
On the 18th?
The 18th at the Dakota, Alexander O'Neill.
Oh! Oh!
Booyah! Okay, first of all, Alexander O'Neill was just on the Grammys. He was just on the Grammys. Remember the big tribute?
Yeah.
He was part of that big tribute.
How did he look?
You know, I didn't really see it. I kind of heard it. I didn't see it.
Well,
but he sounded good.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
I hope he sounds good. So I'm going with my girlfriends from high school, Sylvia, LaVon, and my friend Lisa.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Two of my friends are sisters. So
that's
cool.
Going to be a good time. Wait, what day is that? I might have to crash.
You should.
What day did you say?
The 18th.
So that's coming up.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's what my
18th of December.
I think we're getting them for Sylvia's birthday.
You got time, December 18th.
I got time to find a babysitter and crash that party.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be fun.
And where is it at again?
The Dakota.
Oh my gosh, the Dakota.
I know,
girl. I was down at the Dakota last night.
You sing all the time at the Dakota.
Not as much as you think. But I will say this: I was down there last night for Larry Long's American Roots review.
Okay.
It was smoking. So my brother Billy on keys, a guy named George Parrish on guitar, Brian Kendrick on drums. And then there was, Jonathan Bercure from Ethiopia on bass. Mm. And then there was a steel guitar player, Joe, who's been on the show here many times. And then it was Tanya Hughes, who can sing her face off. Robert Robinson, who can sing his face off. J.D. Steele. And there was a Native American woman who sounded beautiful. So they had everything from Native American chants to roots music to R&B to gospel. It was fantastic.
Wow, what
it was
fun.
Fantastic. I went by myself.
Did you?
I did, and had a blast.
That is something.
The
else.
Table I was sitting with was kind of quiet, but the table right behind me, girl, I partied with them.
We're going to dance, girl.
It was awesome. It was really a great show. So,
well, we should all
go see more concerts.
Everybody.
Honey. Yeah.
Get off the couch.
Get off the couch. I saw More by Four at Crooners recently, too.
Who?
At More by Four.
Oh, I love
do
More by Four.
Do you remember More by Four?
Yes, I do.
And all of them are still together.
And that's something.
Yeah.
I got to get to Crooners. I've never been.
You would love it.
Is it a far drive?
No.
Okay.
No, from North Minneapolis, it's like 12 minutes.
Okay.
It's so easy to find. You can go straight out Central.
And I can
Central
run.
Becomes, you know, 65.
Yep.
And it'll take you straight to it.
All right.
It's right off Moore Lake.
And it's in Fridley?
It's in Fridley.
All right, I'll go.
You got to go see some great shows.
All right.
I love you.
I love you, Shaletta. Keep her on track, will you please?
I'm going to do my
I'm not taking scratch-offs, by the way. I'm taking wine.
Pull tabs.
Let's get that straight. Y'all are sick.
Whiskey. She can come with a bottle of bourbon.
That's right.
And two shot glasses. Hey, where's the party?
We'll be back in just a moment.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.